WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
There's been a lot of discussion both in this podcast and elsewhere in the weather community about the pros and cons of naming of winter storms. With the naming of storms on my mind, I saw a tweet last week that mentioned the full beaver moon. In my 4+ decades of weather, I did not recall hearing that term. So off I go into the research mode, thinking about another term for WeatherBrains 101, and lo and behold, I find out that Native Americans gave names to the moons. Early Native Americans did not keep track of time in a conventional fashion using the months of the calendar, but many tribes did keep track of time by observing the seasons and lunar months. For some tribes, the year was composed of 4 seasons, while for others, the year was divided into 5 parts. To make the task easier, tribes would name the full moons using their own naming preferences, but as you might guess, there was a great deal of variability among the tribes. The common theme for most names was that the name itself would be descriptive of a certain event or activity that occurred during that particular time. Colonial Americans adopted some of the Native American moon names and applied them to the calendar system that is in use today. In the tweet I saw, the full beaver moon applies to the full moon of November. It got its name primarily from the Algonquin Indians, who gave it this name because this was the time to set beaver traps before the swamps became frozen. It was interesting to note that another fairly common name for the November full moon was the frost moon, taking its name from the occurrence of the first frosts. Some other Native American names for full moons can also find their origin with weather events. The February moon is often referred to as the full snow moon because many heavy snows occurred around this time. The December full moon is seen referred to as full cold moon, since this is the month when the weather turns cold and the nights become long. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.